Shkolim, Perk Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Tarim Esarishonu, Mechape Bikdavlos. After they did Shruma, which means they took off the first set of coins, they took it out of the chamber, they did the first Shruma Salishka, which is the first one which was done right before Pesach. So after they did that, the Rav explains, after they took out those coins from the chamber, whatever was left over in the chamber, they covered it with like a leather sheet. And the reason they did that is that the next time that they would take the coins for the second drawing that they did before Shavuos, that shouldn't include the coins that were already there from the Proisa Pesach. And as we've said in the past, that once they did, it even seems like once they did one Truma, they had in mind all the people that would bring from near and far, from the past and from the future as well. So this, the whole process was just done to be mechabib people, to bring in their own coins, that maybe their coins would be brought to purchase the karbanos. But Lamaisa, the way that Hektish treated this is that they had in mind that the money that was taken out, even from the first one, should count for all of Klal Yisrael, it seems. But the leftover money should never be used. Shnia, so then they did the second drawing, and they covered the money that was left over after they took out the Shumasim Lishka for the second, before Shavuos, they covered the leftovers as well. Shlishis, but when it came to the third one, since there was not going to be a drawing after the third one, which was done before Sukkis, depends how much earlier, Lohayim Mechape. This one they didn't cover because they didn't need to cover it. What was the reason they did all of this? Why did they cover them to begin with? This is the way the Rav learns the Hemshech of the Mishnah. Shami Yishkach v'Yisroim min hadavar hatarm. Because they may make a mistake and forget and take coins from what was already taken from. Tarmas Rishon L'Shem Eretz Yisrael. Even though, like we just explained, that every time they did Shumas Halishka, they had in mind all of Klal Yisrael. But they would say that the first Shuma that they were taking off was Dafka for the people that were closer by, so they got there quicker. That was L'Shem, the people from Eretz Yisrael. That was by Pesach time. Ushnia L'Shem Krakim Hamukofen La. And then the second one was for the cities that were closer to it. Vashlishis L'Shem Bava L'Shem Madai L'Shem Medinas Archaikos. And the third one was for anywhere outside, whether it was Bavel or Modai or all other countries. But like the Rav explains again, that every time that they did it, they had in mind all of Klal Yisrael, he that already gave, he that will be giving, it hasn't given yet. And the only reason that they did all this, the Mefarshim explained, is to be mechabed the mitzvah, to make it more precious to people that would bring the shkolim.